So, Mike, this is a complicated case, but I really just want to kind of get to the key point about this. First of all, she had NGS testing, again, a whole bunch of things, but intermediate tumor mutation burden. Any other comments about what you saw there in NGS?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a home run, but in the sense of it steering us one way or the other. It just emphasizes this is a patient with recurrent endometrial cancer, and we're sort of routinely now doing NGS sequencing on them for the reasons that were mentioned before, which is sometimes you can get them on clinical trials.
So this patient ended up on nivolumab. What happened?
Yeah, and so it's a great case because she had a good prognostic tumor. She had a stage 1A endometrioid and was treated appropriately and unfortunately recurred. And I think this is a case that we referred to before because she may very well be cured. She got nivolumab. She has complete response. But there are two points to be made on this case. One is that when we gave her nivolumab, her tumor actually was either stable or slightly larger for a couple cycles. And so there was a question of pseudoprogression. We just stuck with it. And then slowly over a period of time, it just began to shrink. And that's the second point that I would make about immune checkpoint inhibitors. This is not chemo. So if you have a patient who's sick, really sick and symptomatic, this is not going to turn that around instantaneously. The responses tend to take a while to set in. Now she's NED. She's out now, I think, about 2.5 years. My guess is she's cured.
And
then you're going to ask me when I would stop the drug. I have no clue.
And any autoimmune toxicities in her?
No, she actually tolerated exceedingly well.
So there's, you know, again, this thing about, is there a correlation between, here's a patient with no toxicity, this is incredible.
I don't want you to think that if they don't have toxicity, they're not going to respond. I have a lady who's 3.5 years on probably the same trial with essentially a CR who swears we're giving her sugar water. I mean, she says, I feel fine, no fatigue or anything.